Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. It's time to celebrate by raising a pint or two of your favorite craft beer. It's American Craft Beer Week, and this week also marks the second birthday of our local brew pub. American Craft Beer Week was started in 2006 by the Brewers Association to celebrate the culture and community of craft brewers.
So we're going to celebrate along with the rest of the nation for just celebrating America's craft breweries. I think the tagline is big week for small breweries. And you go to the Brewers Association webpage, and they have stuff that's going on all over the U.S.
Seth Cook there from Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings. Craft Beer Week is a growing celebration marked by as many of the 3,000-plus craft brewers now in America, as well as numerous pubs and bars specializing in craft beer. Now, this week also marks the second birthday for Wooden Legs.
We started this whole adventure a number of years ago, but we officially opened our doors on American Craft Beer Week of 2013. And actually, our first customers, our tap handle customers, came in on the 13th. So we've always had this love and appreciation for some reason for the number 13.
More on their birthday coming up in part two. Pints and Quarts of Brookings is also celebrating Craft Beer Week, and hop heads, take note.
We're doing a little tap takeover with Rogue. We're doing five of their IPAs all at the same time. So we're going to do Brutal, I2PA, 7-Hop, Dazzle, Helper, and one other that escapes both of us at the moment. It's the big one.
And Sully later got that fifth IPA figured out.
The mystery fifth IPA is Rogue's new crusty, barley wine-ish, double IPA, sort of. That's how they describe it. Think of a really big IPA meets a little bit of a sweeter barley wine. It had kind of a weird baby.
Yeah, the ever-popular new crusty barley wine-ish double IPA, sort of. Yeah, that's the name. And all five of those Rogue IPAs are the Mike Tap Handle Beers of the Week, and they're all really good. It's appropriate to celebrate Rogue during Craft Beer Week because they were one of the first major craft brewers into South Dakota.
They do some very good, the run-of-the-mill beers are fantastic, and their higher-end stuff is nothing short of amazing. Their Rogue Farms on the Willamette River, they grow everything. I mean, if it says Rogue Farms on their label, they grew everything right there.
More when Beer Untapped continues.
It's that time of the year to celebrate beer, so why don't you try something new? I'm willing to bet that you won't regret sampling these handcrafted brews. Craft beer, I stood up and cheered, and everyone joined in my song.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we celebrate American Craft Beer Week. Double the reason to celebrate in Brookings as Wednesday marks the second anniversary of Wooden Legs Brewing. They're celebrating all week long.
We're, of course, releasing our big two-year anniversary beer, but we've got other events all through the week. The one that I kind of wanted to do is we're doing a board games and beer on Sunday. That's kind of the one that I wanted to do. It is a big week for craft breweries. I would say get out and buy American-made beers, and even maybe importantly, buy South Dakota-made beers. There's even some great examples in Minnesota, but just buy local.
The official birthday party Wednesday night featuring the release of their anniversary beer, a big and bold imperial stout called Poganophilia.
But it is being released in very limited quantities. No growlers, I'm sorry. But you can come down, try it. If you like big, syrupy, wonderful, thick beers, this is the one for you. Then this is the one that would if anybody comes in and says, I like light beer, this is probably the furthest thing that we've ever made from a light beer.
Half-price beers Wednesday night as well. I talked with Seth a bit about the last 2 years and how far Wooden Legs and craft beer have come in such a short time. When they were planning the brew pub, Seth wanted to go bigger, but craft brew was kind of a hard sell just a few short years ago.
When we started, just to get people on board, we had to make some concessions in terms of size and things like that. Of course, we would have loved to build a bigger brewery, but to get everybody kind of inspired behind the concept, we had to make sure that it was we'll use the word palatable for all investors and banks and everybody else. So we started with the three barrel brewery. In hindsight, if I had a magic wand, I would go back to in time and sock me right in the nose for even thinking three barrels is sufficient. You know, if I were to do it again, we'd at least do a 7-barrel, if not a 10-barrel. But that's all right. Time, lessons learned.
There are a couple of things from the past 2 years that are sources of pride, including the South Dakota Tap Takeover last Hobo Day.
We had every single beer on our tap was made somewhere within the state of South Dakota, and that was probably the first time ever that that has happened. And that was and that's actually happening this week across the state. I know of about 6 bars this week that are doing the same thing just to celebrate Craft Beer Week, and I think that's awesome. And that was probably something we took a lot of pride in. The other thing is I think we've at least helped the community understand what a pub is and maybe move the needle just a little bit. You know, we have people that come in here and openly debate politics or celebrate birthdays together or whatever it is, charity events.
So after 2 years, have you figured it out? What is the Brookings palate when it comes to craft beer?
I have no idea. 2 years on, we're still working on that. Our 353 is wildly popular. That is a big popular beer. We do have our pockets of hop heads here. The IPAs go fast. The IPA is very fast. Our pale ale goes really fast. Split Rock Creek. Our wild hair has been wildly popular. And then, honestly, we have every gamut of person like some of the other seasonals or whimsicals we've ever made.
And finally, a birthday greeting for Wooden Legs.
Hi, this is Tim Reed, Mayor of Brookings, and just wanted to say happy anniversary to Wooden Legs Brewing Company. It's great to have you in the community. These kind of ideas of having crafts, and I'm not just going to say craft beer, all kinds of craft things in Brookings has been great, and it's helping us grow.
Next week on Beer Untapped with Perry Miller, craft beer resources. Until then, drink local and drink responsibly.